A new calculation of late has been given of the wonderful year of 1907, how the French preparations by sea and by land has threatened each nation on every hand. Big army that do, the Turk and the Jew, and fight the damn Dutch and the English too. No hero is like that of France, who challenge all Europe to make him advance. The great preparations for sieging of Ath, and vigorously investing the town, and when 'twas surrendered to Mahomet faith, and of our great victory made such a sound, we greatly may boast how few we have lost, and of the small charges repairs has cost. Oh, then there's no reason that we should repine, though Conti and Ponti should lose their design. For Boufflers, Catena, and Villeroy does head the grand army that march in the field. No town but submit to their genteel decoy, and make the confederate forces to yield. There's Conti the king, and Ponti's offspring, they loud in the ears of great monarchy sing. Come truckle and buckle, ye confederate foes, our sword is in hand to make you dispose. There's Monsieur Vendôme is treating the Spaniard, who flees before him with precipitation. For at the noise of the approach of his vanguard, they all are afraid of the loss of their nation. There's Señor Lorenzo, Don Juan Alfonso, and 10,000 more, speak every man so that none can withstand our general's command, for we fight the battles of Louis le Grand. Great Admiral Ponti has caught the galloon, so richly laden with the Spaniards' great treasure, and made all the seigneurs to be but buffoons. We rifle and sack their towns at our pleasure. 10 millions of crowns with plate and galloons does give us great reason to crack into bones. Oh, how we rejoice when we come into Brest, and sing, oh, be joyful as well as the rest. But now the great hopes of the Monsieur is gone, which makes him so greatly to sue for a peace, and their hectoring generals do greatly bemoan the loathsome return of great Monsieur's disease. For his great plan opposed, and his politic bows, must yield up the cudgels to Louis's foes. Oh, Louis, grand Louis, you must tamely resign, since Ponti and Conti have lost their design. Now William the Brave have turned the scale to Europe's rejoicing and England's great glory, and at his appearing did so much prevail that the grand Monsieur soon changed his story. With trumpet and drum he bravely did come to relieve the oppression of Christendom. Then, Monsieur, make haste and flee to your line, for the English pursue you to break your design. And now the Confederates, joining their forces, has altered the scene of Monsieur's great hopes, and all their great joys are turned into curses, and are down in the mouth like a parcel of fops. For William's great name is come them to tame, and all they have done will turn their shame. Oh, Monsieur, grand Monsieur, you have cause to repine, for Conti and Ponti has lost their design. Beg army no stay, says grand Villeroy, marchez-vous, passez-vous, haste to your lines. Le roi d'Angleterre approche moi, voulez-vous aller or submit to his fines? Monsieur Bousselier et Catinalier, perdu d'English, begin to draw near, for if they can catch us but out of our line, they'll serve us like Ponti and break our design.